Welcome to Battlestar Brothel, Season 3, Episode 15 on Netflix, 16 in your hearts, Dirty Hands. It's not just a Mike Rowe show anymore. I'm your co-host, Matt.
I'm your co-host, Dustin.
And we're nearing the end of Season 3, Dustin. We're getting there.
Oh, man, we are. And it's the storyline isn't intensifying, but I think the intensity of the episodes, the individual episodes, is slowly raising.
I will. Okay, yeah. The overall story arc of the season is kind of in a plateau-y area, absolutely.
Yeah, it's almost dwindled, yeah.
But these individual episodes are really intense. So the first thing, like, I texted you today after I watched it. Actually, I watched it last night and texted you, and you said, I told you to watch it during lunch, like, don't do the driving thing, like, actually watch it. And you did, and what was your response?
I thought it was great. I mean, it's a blue-collar episode.
Which is not something you see in a space drama, am I right?
No, you don't. You don't see an episode about factory workers.
Yeah. I mean, the closest you get is, you know, Shmi Skywalker going out and getting mushrooms off the vapor coils of the fucking moisture farm on Tatooine.
And that's not even close to this episode.
Yeah. So this was really cool, man. Fucking blue collar, working men and women and children in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
Out there in space, so kind of wacky, yeah. Today.
Mm-hmm. When that little kid was like, "I'm not a farmer, dude, not a farmer," and he's like pleading, like, "Why are you sending me? This is retarded. Like, who do I talk to?" I instantly knew that something was gonna happen to him. Like, he was gonna get hurt bad.
Yeah, like he marked himself for death. He redshirted himself.
Yeah.
You know, I think back to that time in my life, right before going to school. The job I had was working with a guest of ours on Rancor's Brothel next week, Wally Miller, working at the Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to toot my own horn here. I'll be the first person to point out my flaws, but I'm a pretty fucking smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
So if I ended up on the Battlestar Galactica or in that fleet, I would be in food service because at that point in my life, my only work experience was with ice cream machines.
Mm-hmm.
Does that not seem ridiculous, like, when you think about it?
I'd say my large amount of experience, my large amount of work experience is in factories and, like, manufacturing settings.
Well, I think you would be right as rain there. I really do. Because you could actually work on the machines.
Mm-hmm.
You could keep things working smoothly.
Mm-hmm. But then I also have, like, a decent amount of, like, production line experience, too.
Or you could fix their cable. There is that.
There you go. I mean, communications... That's huge. I mean,
that's true. Yeah, running cables this way and that, you'd be
It doesn't necessarily have to be like, you know, DVR boxes and stuff. I mean, communications is, I mean, it's a much wider range than just what Comcast can provide.
So. You know, you say that, but you know, Universal Pictures is a Comcast company, so I like to think that you had a little hand in making Despicable Me 2, which was my favorite movie of the year so far.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dustin. Sorry, that was stupid. I don't know why I said that.
Leave it in.
This episode, besides having these interesting facets of, like, who works where and figuring out the day-to-day life, because, you know, all we ever see is Galactica and the President. We don't ever see what it's like on these other ships. We get, like, the little glimpses here and there. Remember the episode where... Leah Dama has to go in and rescue the hooker's child from the black market and shit like that.
Yeah.
We just don't get an idea of the day to day. And so, having Callie, talk about the union with her husband, Tyrell, bringing that up again. And you're like, oh my God. Yeah. He was the union leader. Like, I totally fucking forgot. How about you?
Oh yeah. I did forget. Uh huh.
So that was a pretty interesting little aspect, I thought. It was just an interesting episode tonight, or today, yesterday, whatever.
Yeah, this one helped me touch base with everyone else in the fleet more so than any of the other episodes. This is the first one where I really saw, like, how they, you know, how the civilians live. I mean, this, not all the civilians live this way, but a lot of them do, especially after what the president said about, you know, it's not just that particular, that like oil ship. There's tons of other ships where people have to do dirty jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, she said, they just have to do them. I can't imagine every single day having to go and do a job like that.
With no windows. It's not like, you know, you could take your smoke break and go outside and get some fresh air. You're in space.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
My only final thought here is for my son to be quiet, please. I think he's saying twodge. Is that a thing? Do you know what a twodge is, Dustin?
Let's go to urbandictionary.com, because I guarantee that is something.
Twodge or twatch? Yes. I'm not sure.
Have you ever been to Urban Dictionary?
Yes. Yes, I have. While you're looking that up, let me just go ahead and say, when Gaius Baltar was being frisked by the guards, and Cylon 6, Head 6, like, started to put her hand down his pants, I thought she was going to sabotage him by giving him an erection as the male guards were frisking him. And I started to like kind of root for that, because I thought that'd been really fucking funny.
Yeah, if she gave him an erection.
Yeah, that would have been beautiful. But, you know, we can't always get what we want, as the song says.
Nope, we can't always wish for a man's erection.
You know what? When you say it like that, it sounds all dirty. I was going comedic with it. I thought it would be very funny, but thank you, all right, Kirby, what's a twodge or a twatch? Did you find it?
It's not yet defined on Urban Dictionary.
Boo. Boo, so Urban Dictionary. So we're going
to make that happen. It says, can you define it? And it asks for a definition.
Well, here, I couldn't tell if it was twodge or twatch, so I just typed in twatch, and I got to watch your Twitter timeline without tweeting, to not have a Twitter but still follow along with celebrities and your friends' tweets.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. Also, to clock someone's Twitter timeline. I don't know what that means. A very funny, cool person to hang out with could be described as good-looking and sexist. Okay. here's a twatch. To watch twat. To look at a woman's vagina or to watch lesbian sex. As in, okay. I'd rather be twatching. The music was so horrific, it made me want to twatch. That movie made me want to twatch. Let's see. A female's internal menstrual clock. Specifically relating to a man soliciting sex. As in, Captain Blue Balls says, hey, honey, what time does your twatch say? And she bitch the emasculator says, no go, babe. Alabama's playing in town this weekend. That's funny. Twatch, to watch porn / sexual acts. Twatch. Oh, this is the last one. Derived from twat and bitch, refers to a woman who doesn't thank a man for sending her flowers. There you go. Twatch. That's what my son was saying, my 2-year-old.
I guess my final thought is a question. How did you feel about the strictness of Adama in this episode?
How he was going to cap Callie, but I really, like, when it happened, I was like, I would be lunging through the bars trying to claw his eyeballs out.
I really
feel like it was just put on. He wasn't really going to do it because of how he already had the, like, hey, you have a meeting set up with the president.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was a system of control. Matthew. You know, he was just trying to prove a point.
Matthew.
Don't call me Matthew. Call me Dad.
Dad.
Thank you. I love you. Good night.
I don't know. I think, well, I mean, at the point when he said he would have put up 10 Callies, like he would do that 10 times over to make
sure. He wouldn't. He's such a, that was such an exaggeration.
I don't know. He seemed pretty serious.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, listeners and watchers, tell us, what do you think? In that particular episode, when he was going to have Cal, when Adama was going to have Callie put to death by firing squad, do you think he was really going to have him pull the trigger, so to speak? And literally? Let us know at the, what's the Twitter handle?
At Rancor's Brothel.
At Rancor's Brothel. Tell us on the Facebook page. Email me, matt@followthe.tv. So say we all.
So say we all.